Unit 3, School, Listening.
In today's program, we're going to talk about the A-level exams. The topic seems to be interesting for many sixth form students and their parents, so please stay with us. We have in our studio Tom, who did the exams 2 months ago. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Tell us, Tom, what do you think about the exams? You did practice a lot before taking them, didn't you? Were they easier than last year's exams?
Well, yes, I did practice, of course. I applied for a place at the Faculty of Law, so I wanted to do very well. That's why I did lots of old tests to make sure I'd do well.
What are your results?
Not bad, although I could do better in geography, I suppose. I got an A in history, A in citizenship, and a B in maths. Oh, I got A in English and French, too. All in all, it wasn't that bad, although 1C was very disappointing. My mother was very worried.
So again, were the exams easier than last year? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. No, definitely not. If I hadn't studied really hard, as I did for the whole year, I wouldn't have passed so well. My classmates also studied hard, at least the majority.
So, what do you and your friends think about the opinions that the exams were easier this year? Were they really easier?
No, I can't agree with such an opinion. The views presented in mass media are simply unfair. Other students feel exactly the same. I spoke to a number of students who were sitting the A-level exams, not only in my school, and all of them told me how demoralized they felt by the views they read in the newspapers and heard on the radio or on television. Like me, they were working much harder than ever before to get the best possible results. We're an ambitious generation, you know. Many of my fellow students were working hard in the classroom, but also outside of school with private tutors.
You too?
Well, I had to turn to tutors to help me with maths. It's not that I prefer extra tuition. After all, it's very expensive. So I had to take up a paper round to cover at least part of the expenses. And I worked really hard. In addition to doing more work for school, I also had to find time to earn money to pay for the extra lessons.
Did your friends do well in the exams?
Yes, and all of them got good places at different universities. Maybe not at the particular university they'd applied for in the first place, yet nobody is left behind. Everybody from my class is going to start their higher education this autumn.
What about you? Where are you going to study and what? Did you get a place to study law, as you mentioned before the program?
To tell you the truth, I've changed my mind. I was offered a place at the University of Edinburgh to study law, but it turned out my uncle was going to the Emirates for a 3-year contract, so I'd be able to stay in his flat in Birmingham. And what's very important, I won't have to pay any bills but water and electricity. That was the reason I decided to study in Birmingham. You know, having an opportunity to stay in your uncle's flat was very tempting. I can even stay there with a friend or two. My uncle doesn't mind.
I see. Is it law what you're going to study after all?
Not exactly. I'm going to study political science. At first I felt a bit sorry about this, but now I'm determined to do my best and then maybe I'll get a job in Brussels. Who knows? I know you can get really well paid in the European Union headquarters.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Thank you, Tom, for being with us. All the best for your studies.
Thank you very much.